This is Morning Edition on KYR 89.1. I'm Daniel Breen. Despite a clear directive from the state, some restaurants in Arkansas are still not abiding by COVID-19 guidelines. KYR's Michael Hiblin reports on an experience he had last weekend, along with reaction from state officials.
Going through a Chicken Express drive-thru in Texarkana, Arkansas, I was surprised to see no employees wearing masks, or as far as I could tell, practicing social distancing. I asked to speak to a manager.
Hey, do y'all not wear masks?
No, we're not required to wear masks.
No.
It's not a mandate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all do it for the safety?
I'm sorry?
Y'all do it for the safety of your...
You can record me all you want. I'm just telling you, you know, that the owner doesn't require us to wear the mask, so we don't.
Okay.
I mean,
so it's an ownership decision?
You know, except the bikers themselves. We're this far apart from you. We're not spitting on you. We're not, you know.
And with that, the manager, who didn't give her name, walked off. Arkansas Department of Health Environmental Supervisor Jeff Jackson, who is involved in restaurant compliance, says the employee's statements are not accurate. He referenced guidelines implemented last June.
For restaurant workers, all staff who come in contact with patrons must wear a face mask that completely covers their nose and mouth. Staff that are in the back of the house are encouraged to wear a face mask.
Based on what I described, the department took it as a formal complaint, which Jackson said will be investigated.
Whenever a complaint is sent into our office, either through our website or through the telephone call, we will send an environmental health specialist out who will look at the facility and have a conversation with them about the directives and how they can make sure that their staff are complying with those directives.
The corporate office for Chicken Express said this franchise location and several others in Arkansas and Texas are owned and operated by Rick and Melissa Doty. They did not respond to an email or voicemail message seeking comment for this story. Jackson said if a representative from the department finds the Chicken Express in violation as I witnessed, a warning will first be issued. Then there could be potential fines.
Our first method of enforcement is always education. So we want to talk to those restaurant owners and we want to explain to them the reasoning behind the directive and why this is good public health policy and encourage them to comply on their own. Of course, there are other enforcement actions that we can take, but we prefer to get compliance by education first.
During Governor Asa Hutchinson's weekly press briefing on the pandemic Tuesday, I shared my experience last weekend. Hutchinson said he believes the majority of businesses are following his directive.
Our information is there's a high level of compliance because there is a risk with the enforcement side. There's always presumably some outliers, but I think that's a severe minority, and we will take action and answer any complaints whenever we have that information.
Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.